Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Knoxville. My guests today on the program are Amy Zook, Program Coordinator with Crossroads Cares in Pella, Diane Ellis, Program Manager with Marion County Public Health, and Carla Boat, Marion County Public Health Support Staff here in Knoxville. And we're talking about the all-wrapped-up holiday adoption program. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you tell us what the All Wrapped Up program is?
Yeah, well, we decided, I've worked with Crossroads of Pella, and for several years they've had a great holiday program, Adopt a Family, and it's primarily for the Pella School District, and we wanted to really bring that over into the Knoxville area since I live here and I'm part of the community. We wanted to bring it over here, so I approached Diane and Carla, and we decided just to replicate kind of what Crossroads of Pella is doing and bring it over here to Knoxville area. And it's basically an adoptive family program. So we have families that are in need come in, fill out a needs form, and then we ask people in the community, organizations, groups, if they would consider adopting. And they purchase presents or gifts for the families and then bring them here, and then the families will pick them up.
If a family needs to be enrolled in the program, how do they go about becoming an adoptee family?
Well, it's really easy. We have a little notebook here at our office up at the front desk by my spot, and all the family needs to do is come in. The form is real simple. They just mark down what type of presents they might like or if they've got any special needs that they're having, the ages of the people in the family, and then we just need a little bit of background information on the back so that obviously we can get a hold of them and let them know that they have been adopted.
What's the deadline for the program?
For the families that would like to be enrolled, we would like to have them come in by December the 2nd. That'll give us time to make sure that we get enough adopters and those people can purchase the presents and get them back here to our office.
Okay, so they need to come to the Marion County Public Health here
Yes.
in Knoxville.
Right, 2003 North Lincoln.
And then the deadline, if someone wants to adopt the family, when do they need to do that?
Well, we'd like to have... We're giving the people that are going to adopt a couple options. We'd like to have the presents wrapped, and if they can wrap them, we'd like them here by December 13th. We understand that it's a busy time of year, and a lot of times everybody's running every which way. So if you can't wrap the presents, we'd like you to have them here by the 9th so we can find someone in the community to help us wrap those presents for them.
Is this the first time this has happened in Knoxville?
This Yes. is the first time that we have done this. This all wrapped up, so it's a first year.
Okay. What's the reception been like in Pella?
It's always been a great program, and I believe it's gone on for the past several years. So, I mean, it's always been great there, and it's always so neat to see, you know, all the families that participate and bring presents and everything. So that's why we really wanted to bring it over here to Knoxville.
Are there any sort of guidelines that adoptive families need to follow as far as what type of things to purchase?
We've got the list, you know, the ages and then the special wishes, but I want to make sure that everyone in the community knows it's an anonymous, you know, that it's the families are just numbered, and we have their phone numbers, we have family number one, family number two, and then those families will be contacted to come and pick up their presents. Now, if they do choose to, you know, to have somebody deliver, they could put that on their slip. But, you know, I think that's something that we need to stress, that nobody knows anybody's names or anything like that. It's just when the people come in to adopt a family, they will just say, okay, I have this family of four and two girls and two boys, and then there's some parents that maybe need some things. So, you know, I think that's the good part of it all.
As far as the items that are on the list, are there any sort of guidelines as far as monetary, or it's just whatever the adoptive families feel like they can do?
I think it's just whatever, you know, the people that adopt these families feel like that they can do. And like Amy said, it's a real gratifying experience. I mean, and I think sometimes it's really good for the little kids of the adoptee families to see, you know, to be able to give back.
And we'd also like people to think outside the box. I mean, if your family yourself maybe not have the funds to adopt a family this year, maybe get together with some of your friends or a baseball team or your people at your office and get together and agree, you know, to do that as a group, to come in
Sure.
and adopt a family as a group. So not all the burdens on just on one person. I mean, So think outside the box. I think there's lots of ways that we can make this work for Knoxville. And I'm also willing, like this morning, I have had a doctor's office call me and say that they weren't able to make it here because they're working the same hours that Marion County Public Health is. So they asked me to bring the book to them. So I'm taking the book actually to their office and letting them look through it while they're working, and so they can pick that out. And I'm willing to do that with anybody. So we do have a Facebook page. It's called All Wrapped Up. So you can contact me on there or call out here, and Carla can get with me and we can figure out a time where I can bring the book to you and just kind of make it easier.
Well, or I know our office in the past has gone through Crossroads and Pella and adopted a family a few times. And I usually just call over and say, okay, we want somebody that has, you know, a certain age kids. And so then they'll pick somebody for us and fax me the form, and we can certainly do that too. You know, if somebody calls and says, you know, we'd like a smaller family, maybe mom, dad, two kids, we can certainly pick somebody out and fax that sheet over for them. You know, and the other thing I think they need to remember is that when those folks sign up, they write down suggestions, but it's not like they're ordering you to buy this. So, you know, you can use your own judgment and have a little bit of fun with it.
Sure, sure. Just think about those little kids and what kind of things kids like.
Yeah, a lot of people. You know, what are your kids like? What are your grandchildren like? Yeah.
Or let your own kids pick the stuff out. That's always fun for them, too.
That's right.
Take them to the toy aisle.
I think it's all just for kids. I think Amy's expressed, you know, the needs that families have now. It could be laundry soap. It could be, you know, just anything. That it's just a really hard time for people. And I think we're seeing that in the numbers that of people that want to be adopted. Because, you know, we're also helping the Clover Kids St. Pride 4-H Club do a Christmas drive. And they're doing shoeboxes with presents, and these 4-H kids will select a family, and that's a different set of numbered families, and the numbers are just really high this year. So I just think we really need to get out to the community that we really need people to adopt the people that we've got signed up.
Yeah, within the first week we were already up to 25 families.
Oh wow.
So I mean, we still have a little bit of ways to go to before the deadline, so I'm sure that those numbers are going to grow.
Yeah,
so the more community members we can get involved, I think the better off we'll all be. And you know, we just need to help out our own here in Knoxville. And, and like I said, this isn't just for Knoxville. I mean, if we have people in the Pleasantville or Bussey or Twin Cedars or Melcher School District, they can come here as well. You know, Pella's very well taken care of with Crossroads of Pella, so the Pella School District is taken care of there, but any other school districts in Marion County can definitely come here if they need it. But we do need the community to back us up and to help us with this. So
appreciate your time this morning, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Knoxville. You can download and listen to Let's Talk Knoxville on demand on the radio, audio, media player on KNIA, KRLS.com. Let's Talk Pella is up next.